what I'm talking about when I say creativity is the expression of the way that you see the world. It's the expression of your perspective.
That was Elena Snyder, and this is the Off the Charts Business Podcast. And if you're not familiar with her, Elena is a trusted advisor to top leaders and coaches and is renowned for translating seemingly inarticulate ideas into concrete reality, drawing on her previous background of both teaching and art. Elena is at the forefront of redefining how you think about marketing and business growth strategies using your creativity. It's your creativity that fuels everything you do, from how you lead, how you problem solve, to that last email you sent. So join us now as Elena takes us on a journey to redefine how you see your creativity, and she'll guide you through a series of reframes and simple practices inspiring you to own your perspective, unlock your creativity, and create your best yet to be imagined opportunities.
So if you want to give us the highlights or which parts you think are most relevant to this conversation, I think that'd be great.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for that question. It's such a big one. And I always laugh that it comes first, right? And how I want to take that first is that I accidentally fell into the business that I have now by way of a Facebook ad. And this Facebook ad targeted me so perfectly. It said, are you an expat? And do you want more financial freedom and location freedom? And at the time, I was living in Japan teaching English, and I was about to move to Berlin, where I'm at now, and I knew I didn't want to teach English anymore. And so I clicked, and within about 24 hours, I was enrolled in this marketing program. And it was, you know, it was really interesting because I didn't understand at the time that what I was signing up for was essentially owning a business. I had all of these preconceived notions about what business meant, mainly that if you're a business owner, you know what you're doing. We can laugh at that, right? That is really not what business is about. It's all about being in that unknown and creating new solutions to solve these beautiful problems that we see in front of us. I had no idea about any of that. And so as I was understanding that not only, well, that I had a business, but also that my clients didn't understand what they did and who they did it for, I kind of had this intense struggle of, what am I actually doing? And the program took me a little ways, but quickly I fell outside of the framework that it was teaching me, and I was having more success there. And I didn't understand why, and I didn't know how to actually position myself for actually doing what I was doing. And so that's kind of the snapshot there. There's a lot more to talk about in terms of how I actually understood that, which also plays a big role into what I do and what I help my clients with. But I'll leave it at that for the moment.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. And I feel like you're so right that we assume, oh, business owners know what they're doing. As a team at Access LA, we had a conversation recently and we talked about, what do we assume adults know when we're kids? And we assume that they know what they're doing. And at the same time, as adults now, we're all just making it up and trying to figure it out as we go, right? So I feel like it's the same for business, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I really feel when we can own that, it just creates this wide expanse for us to play in. And honestly, though, I can't say that without recognizing the immense amount of fear that comes along with that, not just in deciding to see it that way and the friction that's originally there or initially there, but then once we actually step into it, we're in this completely undefined space now, and it's up to us to define it. Like, which is scarier, the definition of where we're supposed to be or the idea that now we have to create that for ourselves?
That's a really good question. Oh, I love it. So I think this leads perfectly into my first question, which is, how can we use creativity to reframe how we think about business, marketing, all of these things that we do as business owners?
The first thing we have to look at there is how we see creativity. How do we define creativity? I think we're so used to thinking about it in terms of the arts and whether or not you're creative or not. And I come from an artist background, so that was my clear way in here. But what we're really talking about, and what I'm talking about when I say creativity, is the expression of the way that you see the world. It's the expression of your perspective. And when we think about business and the idea of creating solutions to solve these really complex problems, what we're doing is we're first seeing those problems from a very specific vantage point, our perspective. We have to have a way of owning that and leaning into that. And as we express what we're seeing, the problems, the opportunities, the way that we're going to be expressing that is naturally of our perspective and of our creativity. So I'm a huge proponent that creativity is in everything that we do. And the more that we lean into that, the more we see that when we don't have our finger on that creativity, it's more because we're holding ourselves back for whatever reason, or we feel held back. We don't have to place the blame anywhere on anyone, but that feeling is very real for all of us.
I think that word perspective is so powerful, and I think it's something that you speak so beautifully about. There's this quote around software companies, and basically it comes down to like every software company is a database, like a piece of software that's a database with an opinion. And I feel like that's kind of like with a perspective, right? So every software is basically the same thing under the hood, but it's just your perspective of solving the problem is slightly different. And I feel like it's definitely the same in business and other types of businesses. So I'm using the software example, but I feel like if you're a coach, if you're a course creator, if you have a brick and mortar business, like all of these things are, you're solving a problem based on your perspective. And how does it also connect to the perspective of our potential customers? Because I think that's also an important part of the puzzle.
Yes, yes, definitely. And I love the simplification of the software example. It's numbers with a perspective layered on. Yes, exactly.
How do I figure out what my perspective is, or how do I like unearth some of those things that make me unique or that make my solution unique in the marketplace?
Yes. And there are so many different ways into that question. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that, because we all need different questions to spark those insights for us. So a really obvious, more data-based one would be looking at an assessment like Myers-Briggs or the archetypes, human design. These different kinds of assessments are going to help us look at where our strengths are and get some of that initial language that resonates with us and also might make us feel a little bit uncomfortable. Another way is to go to the source, talk to your clients. What are your clients seeing about you that you don't quite know how to see? And you can ask them specifically about you. And you can also ask them about why they chose you. What were those initial problems? What did they get out of working from or working with you? But that's all stuff that we've heard before. So I want to offer something that we haven't heard before. And this is an experiment. One of the things that I am so passionate about is allowing us to actually feel our perspective. And a great way of doing this is going for a walk with the sole goal of noticing what you notice. There are no other rules beyond that. It's just to go for a walk and notice what you notice, because you're going to notice something different than anybody else is going to notice. And you can also try doing this with a friend. You could create new rules around it, like, all right, what do I see that's blue? How does that change the way that you're interacting with how you're seeing the world? And the fun part about this is, what does that have to do with business? That's where the creativity comes in. And I can't tell you what that has to do with business, but I guarantee that going on that walk and noticing what you notice will spark an insight for you that might show up in your content or merely might be part of the confidence that you bring to the conversations that you're having.
That is so interesting. Sort of do that in my content is that I use observations from around the farm and things like that. So I love that you share that as an example for people to do. And you might not live on a farm. You might be in the city. You might be in a completely different place. So that also plays into what you'll kind of unearth essentially for us. So I love that exercise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. And so how does creativity and perspective tie into the growth of a business? Because I think a lot of times people are like, okay, great, but how do I use it to get more clients or to make sales or to actually generate revenue?
Yeah. So once we've accepted that we have a perspective, which is a huge feat in and of itself, I work with clients for months at a time. And while they think that they have the handle on that, there's still some friction there. So let's say that we're there. Once we're there, there's a few key questions that we're really looking at. Anything that we're doing in terms of building our business is going to relate to connecting with our best clients in a way that allows them to feel the other side of the problem that they're experiencing right now. And perspective and creativity is directly related because, like we were talking about before, the way that we're going to language that problem is unique to the way that we see it, whether we've been through it before, or, I mean, usually that's the case, right? It's definitely the case for me. And then we're looking at what are the opportunities that lie on the other side of that problem. And I want us to kind of like, there's nothing new about what I'm saying, but when we address it with the idea that there is a unique way that we see that, even if we feel like we're regurgitating information from elsewhere, because let's be real, right? Like I have all these books on my desk right now that I use to fuel the puzzle that I'm constantly piecing together. And it is a constant evolution of our own inspirations and the ways that we put that together that allow us to see the problem in the way that we do and chart the solution to the other side in the way that we do. So that is the, I usually speak more in the ephemeral. We can get more into the tangibles as well, but that is the concept that we're really working within.
Yes. And I feel like that's what makes competition irrelevant. And it's what makes people choose you versus someone else because they understand that uniqueness. And there's something about it that's either attractive or maybe repellent for other people, you know, and so it really attracts the right people to you and the right connections. And that differentiation is so important because, yeah, there's a lot of noise, right? There's a lot of people making a lot of noise online. And so the more we can speak clearly in our unique way with our unique perspective, the easier it is for the right people to show up. I know we're talking about, like you said, a little bit more high level here, but I feel like that lands in your copy, in your videos, in your posts, in how you design your website, all of these different pieces in podcast interviews, all of these different things that we do as business owners to get the word out and gain visibility. So I think that once you get it, and I think it's interesting that you said that with your clients, you work several months to kind of refine and get to that place. I think, do you feel like it's something that's constantly evolving? Because I feel like it probably is, right?
Yeah. I mean, you and I were just chatting before this about how my own perspective and creativity is evolving. And so before this interview, I'm taking stock of where I'm at and refining things and seeing what still resonates. And to your point about the tangibility of this in our content and podcasts, this conversation is really different for me because you and I have been following each other for over a year, I think. And so you really know me through my content. So the way that we're able to show up here in this conversation, and I know you through your content as well, and knowing the farm and knowing that you have a very similar way that I do to notice what you notice and to fold that into the stories that you tell to allow us to see things in a different way. These are all mechanisms of owning our perspective and unlocking our creativity. And the other piece that I think that we often forget is the actual delivery of the service. And that is one of the most creative parts. And when we're mismatched in that, we hold back all of the powerful, undeniably beautiful energy that we have that creative energy that we have that's actually going to make the difference, that's going to spark the insights and catalyze the transformation for our clients. If we can't be in that energy because we've created the wrong situation, the wrong client for ourselves, that's hugely problematic for our confidence, for the direction of our business, for the expectations around the engagement, and of course, the growth of the business, because we all want those clients to be able to speak highly of us and grow our business that way as well. So there's a lot at play here that gets swept under the rug when we are constantly inundated with, try this strategy. This tactic is the newest thing on the market that's guaranteed to XYZ this for you. And we start to feel confined and move into a space that might not necessarily create what we want to create.
Wow, I love that you mentioned that. Can you speak more about that delivery piece? Because I think about that a lot in our business too. And I feel like it's obviously everyone's going to have a different business model, different delivery model, but we hear things sometimes about like you have to develop your own framework, you have to have like a 5-step plan, or there's specific formulas that we're even supposed to follow when we're delivering our work. So I love the idea of applying creativity to that point too.
I mean, there's so many places we can take just this question. I think that when you're asking this question, are you asking specifically about the creation of the frameworks?
I feel like when we put up our shingle as a business owner, this is the product or the service I'm going to deliver. And maybe we follow a framework of the way you do it is supposed to be with onboarding call and then like this, and this, like very specific things. And so you kind of follow somebody else's. But what you're saying really excites me, because the idea of applying creativity to how you deliver and how you show up and how you do things.
Let's go back to that beginning of business. Anytime we're learning, we're going to be borrowing. And that's okay. And it's really important to recognize where we're at on the journey when we're trying to fit ourselves into, oh, well, then I should be doing that more creatively. Maybe I have to completely reinvent the wheel for my onboarding process. No, you don't necessarily have to. What we're really looking for is, what are we doing that we feel like we should? And how is that serving our energy? And is that serving the client? And where are those expectations that hinder that relationship? Because that hindrance means that both of your creativity is hidden. It's confined. And so what I'm really suggesting here is creating opportunities where your clients know what to expect from you. That's one of the things that I've worked really hard with. Back when I started, one of the things that I had was a guarantee on my service. And I was helping people get clients off of LinkedIn. And the guarantee was basically, you know, work with me for, there was a 6-week program, get 1 to 3 high paying clients, or I work with you for free until you do, sort of thing. What that did is it created an expectation for those clients to expect that they were going to get that. And it meant that I had to very systematically deliver on a system that would allow for that to happen. And, you know, 3 weeks in, they're still challenging me about how many connection requests they need to send. And that's when it clicked for me that this is not, they've missed something here. And is this on them or is this on me? And I took it on me and I said, I'm done with that. And I don't even run that program anymore. But I notice this still sometimes in my own service and now it's less about what the clients expect. It's what I think that they expect. And that is where I find my creativity being squandered a little bit, because I can teeter on this edge of being afraid to introduce this super zany exercise that I believe is really powerful. But when you're building your personal brand, you're not necessarily going to expect like literally going for a walk in the park and doing like counting something, or like I've got all these reasons why that makes sense, but there's this disconnect for me sometimes. And again, I think it's really powerful to acknowledge that that is not wrong, but knowing where we're at and knowing, all right, so if that's there, what do I need to do to open myself up to create a different situation?
Yes, I can really relate to that. Like the assumptions that we have of what's going on for our client in their minds, where we're in our minds. And so trying to like really make sure that what we have is like the real information from them and not necessarily just an assumption of what they're thinking.
Yeah.
And I love what you talked about around personal branding. So I think maybe there are some misconceptions around personal branding and marketing and using creativity. Can you speak to those a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the biggest misconceptions around personal branding is the fact that we use the word personal. And so we think We think that everything needs to be from that perspective of, I do this for you and I help you in this way. And we can see content across any platform that centers on that one letter. When we're talking about personal branding, it is important to understand our perspective, like we've been talking about. But really, what we need to do is, once we've understood that, we leave that at the door, so that we can come in to look at what the problems are for our best clients and where they want to go. And so we're shifting that focus from the I to the you and changing the whole paradigm of how we even can, how we step into what personal branding means. Because it feels so gross to think about how to position ourselves and shine the light on ourselves. And so many of us don't want to do it. And that's really not what it's about. It's actually doing the opposite, owning your perspective of how you can create and help your best clients achieve their solution.
Oh, that feels so good to me too, because I feel like the most powerful word in marketing is you, right? And not I. I feel like sometimes I would get stuff from our team that we wrote that we're about to email out or whatever. And I'd be like, oh no, we said we like 10 times. I'm sorry, I've got to rewrite. It has to be you. So I feel like that's a great filter to use when you're working on anything and being like, wait, is it focused on me or us, or is it focused on them and you? Because I think that is way more powerful. And I love that you brought that up, because I think especially if you aren't used to marketing yourself, then it's like the default. Like you said, it's like personal. You think that's what it should be. And it doesn't mean that you can't infuse your personality into it. It's just that you are focusing on the person reading, not yourself as much. So yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That fine distinction between thinking that it's marketing yourself and rather marketing to your people. Really powerful distinction. And of course, this doesn't mean that we can't use I in the stories that we tell, but we always have that frame of, how do we bring this back? What's the bridge that we're building here between this story and where our best clients want to be? Those are the questions that are going to help us make sure that even when we are using I, we're doing the work to translate the message.
I love that. So you have a newsletter called The Reframe. Can you tell us a little bit about it and how you came up with the concept and just who should go and sign up for it?
Yes, yes. It's a labor of love. The Reframe came about, everything that I do. I mean, I think if we look back on this conversation, everything that I'm really looking to do is reframe familiar concepts to give you back your power, to give you back your creativity. And so that's really what The Reframe is about. It's a twice a month newsletter where I'm sharing my latest ideas and exercises. A lot of times it is very actionable. There's some really heavy hitting questions that I like to include, but there's a lot of stories in there too. And the whole idea is to help you reframe your thinking and spark that insight that is going to further unlock your creativity and propel your business forward. So that's the goal of it. And who should sign up? Anybody who is a coach, an entrepreneur, somebody who is really looking to embody their ideas and integrate themselves further into what they do, and has the question of what does that mean and how do I really do it? The Reframe is the perfect place for you to be.
That's awesome. And you can go and get that at thereframenewsletter.com. And obviously we'll put the links in the show notes too. Elena, what is one takeaway other than taking the walk and, you know, figuring out their perspective? Because I think that's a great exercise.
No matter what we're doing, we are translating something that exists within ourselves to the outside world. And that is the greatest act of creativity, I believe. And so when we're thinking about our personal brand, when we're thinking about a new idea, when we're thinking about a new offer for our business, thinking about that in the way of a translation, the fact that the way that it exists within you might be a little bit different to how you express it, how you language it, because the language is going to create a linearness, a linear quality of that idea that for us creative people can feel really difficult sometimes. So I encourage us all to look at what translation of ourselves we're bringing to the world and how that creates deeper connection between us.
That's so beautiful. And I kind of feel like there's so much in there, whether you want to transmit your values, whether you want to transmit the transformation that you can offer someone. There's so many different things you could be translating for someone, right? And I feel like that's such a fertile ground, right? Like to work out of and be able to express. And yeah, I think you do it so beautifully. And I love that as a takeaway for everyone. So if people want to work with you personally or find out more about you, where are the best places for that?
Yes, best places are LinkedIn, of course, and my website as well, which is my name, elenasnyder.com. And yeah, I'd be happy to have a conversation and explore. That is the first step to any journey, is the exploration.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us here today, Elena. I am so excited.
Thank you, Natalie. It was really wonderful. I'm so glad that what a beautiful journey with you and to share with your audience. Thank you. Thank you to all the listeners.
Want to keep growing your business on your terms? Then sign up for my free newsletter, The Momentum Memo. You'll get quick, actionable tips to gain momentum in your business every Tuesday. Head over to natalielucier.com/memo to join over 6,000 other entrepreneurs scaling on their terms. Whether you're just getting started or have been running your business for a while, The Momentum Memo has something for you.